USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Florida is already battling a surge of coronavirus cases, and now a storm surge as well, as Tropical Storm Asaeus is hitting the coast with strong winds and heavy rain. Governor Ron DeSantis.
Our nursing homes and assisted living facilities have a working generator on site, including the COVID-specific nursing homes that the state's been involved with setting up over the last few months.
Meteorologists are scrambling to figure out how strong the storm will be and where it will be the most harmful.
The storm continues to move north and on Monday night into Tuesday morning makes landfall across North Carolina and South Carolina. It'll drop about 4 to 6 inches of rain on its way north and then probably making another landfall, at least moving through the New York City, Philadelphia, New England area, producing about 2 to 4 inches of rain and gusty winds as we head into later on Tuesday night and into early Wednesday.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of good energy throughout the whole day. With the Balance of Nature, I don't get cold. I don't get sick. And most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get the immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Lawmakers have been meeting on Capitol Hill to negotiate a new COVID relief bill after some initial measures expired on Friday. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The Treasury chief says Senate leaders know the president has some specific priorities in the pending coronavirus relief bill that's still being negotiated.
It is a priority for the president to make sure that we deal with the issue that unemployment has run out and the rental eviction.
Mnuchin says the White House also wants provisions that would help schools, that would foster new jobs, and would pay for PPE as well as liability protections for businesses and hospitals. Congressional leaders are to meet again on Monday to continue the discussion.
Protesters in Portland cheered after federal troops left the area. It was the first time in weeks that demonstrators left the area without any major confrontations or arrests. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Educators in Florida have gotten creative to bridge the digital divide. USA's Kenneth Burns has more.
With about a month to go, school districts are addressing the digital divide as schools opt to have some form of online remote learning. Rocky Hanna leads Leon County Schools. He said they had to come up with something to make sure students get instruction whether they were in the classroom or not.
Even back to last spring, we retrofitted buses with smart technology and parked them in Section 8 housing complexes where we had high concentrations of our students who were learning that could then log in, jump in on that access point.
Hanna also told CBS News they did deals with various internet providers to reach out to individual families. He added they decided to make the $11 million investment when their digital divide was exposed. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Federal executions for capital crimes have returned after a 17-year layoff. With more, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
The Justice Department scheduled 2 additional federal executions, an announcement that comes weeks after it fought off last-minute legal challenges and successfully resumed federal executions following a 17-year pause. The executions of Christopher Villalba and William LaCroix are both scheduled to be carried out in late September. The government carried out 3 executions in July, and 2 other executions had been previously set for August. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.